Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? Understand what's going on, be part of the solution. Make sure that the info you have, you can back up. You can fight with or back up in a heated, spirited discussion. I like that. That sounds so much nicer, doesn't it? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. Want you part of the solution. You know, they're all excited with themselves this weekend, Kevin McCarthy and team, because they think they've made the deal of the century. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, they may have sold us down the road for the deal of the century. I mean, what is it? Why are we so afraid? I know, because we'll be voted out and all something, whatever. What is the deal? I mean, do they not understand that in essence, we keep going down this road. We're not going to be able to pay this. Oh, so he brought us back to 2022 levels. McCarthy did. But they're still spending another 1%. How does that fix anything? Think about it. We're still spending more money. Now, the debt ceiling is set till January 1st of 2025, which means unknown debt increase. $4 trillion is about where they're looking at where this thing will put us. The debt ceiling deal totally scraps the $131 billion in cuts to return bureaucracy to pre-COVID levels in favor of what appears to be effective flat spending. Now, at the bloated 2023 omnibus spending level, and that the one that was jammed through back in December, remember? We're not really, by the way, the cut to the IRS doesn't really take the IRS agents off the table. Right? Debt ceiling deal, right. It abandons work requirements for Medi-Cal or Medicaid. The deal abandons our repeal of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act tax credit crony giveaways, which Goldman Sachs has cost $1.2 trillion with a T, not B, not M, but T. The deal abandons the inclusion of a very powerful Anti-Regulatory Reins Act, which was just passed through the House Judiciary, in favor of a form of administrative PAYGO, which is relatively, well, it has no teeth, and it's able to be waived. right? You give the president, again, you give him the ability to step over these things. The deal abandons the inclusion of the very powerful Anti-Regulatory Reins Act, right? Again, this just went through. The deal abandons full repeal of Biden's unlawful student loan bailouts. So, in other words, we're still going to pay for other people's bad choices for college. The deal keeps the full $80 billion expansion of the IRS and the 87,000 employees it funds to target poor minority. That's what we're going to go after. They're going after small businesses, going after minorities. You can believe otherwise because they said it, but look at the bill. Look at exactly what's going on. The deal does claw back the $29 billion remaining of the COVID unobligated funding, which has been used by many states to help with their budget overreach. Does nothing for the border, nothing regarding pistol braces, does nothing regarding presidential overreach. It's useless. And again, it does raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. So what do we get? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to be a positive person. Right? Kevin comes out and says, we can fight again next year to rescind another year of the IRS $80 billion. Right? But he prevented that fight. Why? Because you can't do this bill for 2 years. He's suspending the negotiation on the debt, debt ceiling for 2 years. Because he wants to get through the presidential race. Doesn't want any problems, right? But then he comes out and says, we can renegotiate next year. No, you can't. No, really, you can't. You already blew it, dude. When you give it to them like that, you give them the ability to do almost anything they want. I do not know. I really don't. I don't have an answer for you. How we stop this. I keep saying we just replace them all. We'll have a new group of people we can make. I'm not so sure that's going to work. Show us your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we all win. It really is. It's the way we all make a change. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, get things rolling. You know, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so... All right, a little funny side story. I had a friend of mine. I got irritated because I planted these peppers and tomatoes and everything else, and I walk out there for 2 days. Stop it.
Sorry.
went out there, and the squirrels or whatever already started eating up my leaves on the peppers and stuff. So I called a friend of mine that's really into this, and she said, just plant garlic around there. Well, all right. Yeah, I don't want to plant garlic around there. So I went and bought me a big bottle of minced garlic that already had, you know, the juice in there and all the other stuff.
Stop
and I
it.
Took a paintbrush, and I painted all around the plants and the wall in front of the plants and everything else. And Tammy is like, what is that smell? I said, what are you talking about? It's like cologne for an Italian. It's garlic. And guess what? They haven't bitten anything since I did that.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical. Oh, my God. But everything smells like garlic?
Oh, I don't. If it tastes like garlic, what do I care? I think that's wonderful.
I love the smell. I love garlic, right? So I don't have a problem with that either. But that is hilarious.
No, when I go out there and I do a little watering, and I wet that stuff, the garlic smell comes back like, you know, 10 times again. I'm like, wow, this is cool. I like this.
Why don't you plant garlic? I'm surprised you don't have plant your own garlic. You got the peppers and the tomatoes going.
I know. I should do it anyway, but it's not one of those things I ever really thought about planting. I got enough oregano and basil and all kinds of stuff. And so this year I'm trying a little different. But, my God,
nice.
You know, got to have the peppers. Got to have the peppers. You know,
got to have the peppers.
But I just thought it was funny. All these years I never really thought of doing that.
I didn't know that. Pretty amazing, actually.
It works. All I'm going to tell you is it works. I thought it was amazing. So, anyhow. All right. Even with that, still doesn't make me totally happy. Why? Because we didn't get what we wanted. Although, you said it during the break. I mean, am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. You always hope for that moment, though, right? You always hope that one time somebody will step up with a spine and make a change. But McCarthy, no.
That moment has never come in since I've been involved in politics. No one has a spine. No Republicans have spines.
No.
I shouldn't say that. Some do. It's just that there's too few of them to actually make a difference in Congress.
Do you think that's the reason why you don't see the fight that you should see on some of these issues? Because they know point blank that doesn't matter what they do, they're not going to have enough people behind them to actually make it happen?
We've got too many Republicans that don't uphold what are supposed to be quote-unquote Republican values.
Right.
You know, the Romneys and the, you know, people like that.
He's a Republican?
Yeah. McCain was too, believe it or not. But yeah, there's way too many of them. The House seems to get more actual liberty-oriented conservatives who care about the Constitution and are, you know, actual Americans, but there's just not enough. There's never enough.
I mean, it's still going to go up by $4 trillion, and the way they skirted that number, you know how they do this spin, right? They come out and they go, look, well, we're back to almost 2022 levels because we're only going to increase it by 1%.
Because they were including COVID spending, scumbags.
That's right.
They're mad. They have so little respect for the people that they say that as if people don't remember all the excessive spending because of COVID. You know, remember keeping all those people out of work for all those months when they should have been in work.
Yep. Well, but you're right. They don't really respect any of us. Once they get in,
no.
You know, they're begging for votes and all this. They come to your neighborhood, and then they don't show up again, except, well, every 2 years, maybe.
Right.
Because they figure you're going to vote for them anyway. Well, who else are you going to vote for? I used to hate that. You were part of the political process. I always hated when I went to meetings and they would say, what, they're going to vote for a Democrat?
Right.
And I was the only goon in the room that would say, yeah, you know what, maybe they should. It looks like it's the same voting record anyway. What would be the difference?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's right. Why people say, well, what, are you going to not vote? Are you going to vote for the Democrat? No, I'm going to write in my English bulldog, and guess what? I'm going to sleep good at night. Because it won't be the first time I've written in a candidate, and I've done it before. John Stark was one of them. My bulldog was in another one. I forget the other one. There was one more.
God.
But it's not, you're right.
I did write Alfred E. Newman in on one of them. I'm sure the person at the other end had no idea who that was.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, you're right. They probably had no idea.
Not a clue.
That's wicked funny.
Oh, God. So, well, McCarthy claims that 95% of the weenies, the House Republicans, support the deal. And you know what? I don't know. Again, like I said to you, a lot of them will tell me, well, look, we gave this to get this. We gave that to get this. But I'm looking down a list of things that, quote unquote, that we got. We really didn't get anything.
No. Right? It's a lie. It's kabuki theater. They knew it was going to pass. They had to make it all dramatic and, oh, my God, Republicans are going to default. Default. We can't default. It's all kabuki theater. They knew damn well it wasn't going to, they were going to pass something.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree with you. And I still get the biggest kick out of it because, you know, the joke during the break, I said to you, you know, you never know. I shouldn't say you never know. Holy crap. What happened here? Well, anyway.
Well,
my mail. Something happened to my mail. Gone. Nowhere to be found. What are you doing to me here?
That's not good.
No, it's not. I mean, there's a lot missing. But anyway, I can deal with that later. I forgot what I was saying. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. You know men can't freaking multitask. Stop it.
I'm trying not to, but when I usually have 27,000, there we go, emails. All right, I found them. Never mind. All right, talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we return.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. On Memorial Day Monday, President Biden touted the deal reached with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the nation's debt limit. He had a word in particular for left-wing progressives in his party who may not be in support of the bill as is.
talk to me.
A bill needs to be passed in the next week to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers risk defaulting on the nation's debt. Reports indicate conservative lawmakers in the House and Senate may be making moves to delay votes on the bill. The legacy of former President Donald Trump certainly loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention over Memorial Day weekend. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. The anti-Trump message and warnings were repeated in almost every corner of the L.A. gathering. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. That sounds so bad, right? With me. My God. With me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Kimberly Wren joins me, as she does every week, always trying to get through some of the stories that people ignored over the weekend. Kimberly, guess we had somebody who was, I guess he wanted to visit the White House, the House of the People, right?
Yes. Yes, in his new country.
Yeah. But the big part of this is if he was an American citizen, he might be in jail right now, but I don't, you know, he's not being charged with anything. They're dropping all the charges, aren't they?
He's got a few charges, but they dropped most of them. Yes, they did.
I don't even know where to go with that. I don't even know how to talk to that one. It's amazing.
It really seems like, you know, the only charge they gave him was a single count of depredation of property of the U.S. in excess of $1,000. Now, why? Is he legally here? No idea. I have no idea what he was doing. If it was an American, they'd be political prisoners, especially if they
had be in jail and we wouldn't know where they were.
Right. Yep.
God,
it's just, it's really bad that we have such double standards, not just in America for particular Americans if you are diversity, but now with the illegals that are all coming here and certain immigrants apparently. I don't know if he's illegal. I'm just making assumptions because they don't say.
Oh, they wouldn't say. Oh, give me a break. You know they wouldn't
say. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's really getting hard. You know, they say people like you and I, you know, we're just those right-wing wackos and stuff like that would never happen in this country. All this stuff that they told us wouldn't happen, unless I smoked way too much dope, is now happening. Right?
Everything we warned about, yep, happened. Didn't listen to us during COVID either.
No, I'm kind of jerky about it, but I love when I'm talking to some of the people I deal with at the school board level who are giving me a hard time because I wouldn't get the shot. They all got the shot, and I refused to get it. And I even looked at one person who has a PhD in front of their name and going, you, of all people, should know better.
Right.
Okay? You know, they couldn't have tested this stuff that fast. Impossible.
Right.
Said, well, I thought you were a Trump fan. What has Trump got to do with it?
What does it have to do with Trump? Yeah. Oh, because Trump didn't mandate it like Biden did, though.
No, I think you know, Trump, he was the one that made it happen so fast, you know, the warp speed. I go, that doesn't mean, what do you think, I worship around the guy Watson?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it always comes back to that kind of stuff. I go, yeah, I'm not like you people. Your ideologues on the left to the point where your leaders are your gods. You're not my God.
You got to remember, though, these are the people who scream about bodily autonomy. And then, when it comes to women, but when it came to Biden's vax mandate, they were all for it.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Yeah, I know. I got it. But I don't. Are we having a bit of a shift with mainstream media? CNN poll says that 66% of Americans believe that another Joe Biden term would lead to the CNN poll now. This is not a Fox poll. Would lead to disaster for the country. And they're admitting now that CNN is admitting that he could be in trouble, and he's got some problems.
I think it's probably it's part of their game, honestly. I don't trust anything from these people.
You're not painted at all anymore, are you?
Yeah, just a little bit. Most likely they want to push that narrative so that they can have an excuse to try to get rid of him as the candidate.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they'll either have another candidate or have that dipstick from California. Wait, there's a couple. God,
don't even mention his name because, like, Beetlejuice.
I was called the dipstick from California is Kamala. But, yeah, realized there's another one, too.
Piece of work right there.
Sure.
I'm going to play a clip later on of college kids that are talking about how great she is and think she's wonderful. But when they're asked to state one thing she's done, one policy, one thing that she's done that they're really proud of, they can't come up with one. Not
of course
a
they can't. They're just repeating whatever the media tells them.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I just find it all amazing. And again, they've taught these kids how to speak in such a fashion where they really sound like they have a clue. They sound like they know what they're talking about. Just like sometimes with AOC, when she lays it out, she sounds so authoritative, like she's
right.
Got a clue. And all those people under her, as Pelosi, the low information voter, they think she's wonderful. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I got some swampland I want to sell you, too.
Exactly.
You know?
So I've always maintained, and I know you say the same thing, don't believe anyone, including politicians, research and verify. Always research and verify, especially if something sounds a little bit too good to be true.
Look, you got people, you and I actually go looking. We go digging, we go looking, that kind of stuff, right? Some people won't do that. I always say to them, look, if you don't want to spend 3 hours doing what we do, just go find it on 3 or 4 sites. Read the stories, you know, quick read on 3 or 4. If they are massive, you know, chasms apart, then I'm not so sure you should believe any of it.
Right.
You know, but if you got the majority of them saying the same thing, I'd be more inclined to believe it or go in that direction with it.
Yeah, especially if they're all different sites, like different nature of sites.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't go to just right. People think, you know, people like you and I just go to right-wing sites. I don't.
Oh, God, no.
I go to all the sites. I go everything. I even go to CNN, MSNBC.
I only do that when I want to suffer for a little while.
Oh, God.
Or if I'm writing a story about how morons they are.
God bless. Hey, did you see that, what's her name? I think I sent it to you, the award-winning singer. She sang at the Indianapolis 500.
You know what? I did not see it because I don't watch racing.
Jewel.
She's from 100
years ago, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, why'd they have her there?
I have no idea. Maybe they thought she was a good
neutral
person.
Does she even do anything anymore?
And I don't know. Most of the malls are closed. It's not like she go anywhere and sing. Oh.
What did she do?
She said,
I know she changed it, but how did she change it?
She made it very country, almost ballad-like, you know, country ballad. And people are going, look, that's not the way you sing the national anthem. Give me a break. And you can you can listen to it, but I don't know if it'll make you sick.
I hate it, too, when people change it. It doesn't matter who it is or how they change it. Just sing it straight up, because the audience is usually singing with you. It's much better when people just sing it, you know.
Yep.
It's their voice, so it's really pretty. You know, you know what I mean? It's really pretty, and it's their own version of it when it's their voice. So I'm sure it's probably not as bad as all these people are saying, but I don't know. I have not heard it.
You and I could have wrote these. One guy's going, for the love of God, just sing the national anthem as it was meant to be sung.
Right?
Right?
Is that bad?
Oh. Jules' national anthem for the Indy 500 might be the worst anthem rendition to date.
That is bad.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Oh, wait a minute. Only Roseanne beats this one, according to one writer.
Wow. So, yeah.
Look, it wasn't terrible. She sang it. She gave it her own spin. The problem is that with everything going on nowadays, it's like, I agree with the one writer. Just sing it. Sing it the way it was wrote. You want to throw a little yodeling at the end done? If that makes you feel good, go for it. But really, just leave it alone, my God. Just rest.
Now I'm going to have to torture myself and watch it just to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. Well, did you read the Jane Fonda story? I mean, you want to talk about fuss and torturing yourself?
She is just trying to behave.
Be nice. Live radio.
I can't.
You know how many people, younger people especially, don't know the story behind her? You know, the Hanoi Jane story?
Of course they don't. She doesn't talk about that.
Oh, no. But people around her won't talk about it either. You know, of course, right? I mean, her and, Carrie. Yeah, they were like partners with those people, the Vietnamese. All right, be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you caught the Memorial Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Joe Biden has changed the official salute to the sign of the Catholic Cross. Kimberly Ridge joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciates her time with me. I mean, the man is seriously confused.
What's new? What is new? This is the leader, quote-unquote, of the free world, and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing any day of the week.
Anybody watching that, whether they like him or not, was cringing because you could tell he really didn't know what to do with the wreath. He didn't know what he was doing there. And then when it came down time to salute it, he does the sign of the cross.
He's losing it more and more every day.
Oh, I love it.
They're probably not medicating him enough.
Oh, no, I know, right? Not giving him enough speed or something. I don't know what the heck.
Whatever it is they give him.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they give him, but my God, it's got to be special medicine because sometimes he looks awake, real awake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think they, OD him a little on that, but they can't do that as often.
Hanoi Jane is back at it again. Why does anybody even reach out to her anymore? That one's, like, beyond me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because she keeps doing movies that no one, I certainly don't want to see.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear what she says about white men. Because she's never been married to one.
Learning about the Vietnam War. And when I really understood what that was about, I couldn't do anything except try to join the movement and to stop it.
And that was where it started, because you're pretty active, even after the
year. Well, you know, you can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and the everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
How do you get to that? Tell me.
Where would they put the Where would they put the poison and the pollution? They're not going to put it in Bel Air. They've got to find some place where poor people or indigenous people or people of color are living. Put it there. They can't fight back. And that's why a big part of the climate movement now has to do with climate justice.
There's two women sitting there who are just shaking their head like, no, what's wrong with you? Right?
She's been married to how many white billionaires?
Yes.
Who cared nothing about the climate as they drove around and flew around in their private jets and their big, you know, SUVs. And she has the nerve to say it's white men's fault? No. The people who are harming poor people are the climate cultists like her who are destroying farmland and putting in regulations that actually harm these people and will end up, as with all Marxist ideology, killing people.
Now she... Oh, God. She went to the Cannes... she goes to that Cannes Film Festival, but she went to Cannes, France, to lecture people on climate change.
And
how do you
she
think
there?
She got there?
Yeah. She got there by a jet and
jet that burns... For the five people on board, probably burns six times as much fuel as a commercial jet.
Excuse me. We peons are not allowed to complain. We just have to take... She doesn't expect that if any of this crap was passed, that she'd be suffering. Are you kidding?
Now, here's the funny thing about this. And this is why you and I joke that they're so self-unaware. It is truly almost funny. She makes the statement, because you've never heard this one before. We've got about 7 or 8 years to cut ourselves in half of what we use fossil fuels or there'll be no return. I heard that back.
You've been saying that for how many years?
Yeah, well, listen, you probably weren't paying attention back then, but in the original Earth Day, we had 12 years left. If we didn't spin things around within 12 years, we'd have people dying across the planet of starvation because we wouldn't be able to grow food anymore.
Most of, the 12 years? The guy who started Earth Day, since he murdered his girlfriend, she had way less than 12 years, thanks to the climate cult. There you go.
Oh, God. All of it. If somebody would take those issues that they came up with back then, one by one by one, and then apply them to this other idiot that's made millions of dollars off the, core, obviously.
Yeah.
Off of all of this, you just sit there and scratch your head and say, okay, if this guy was a stockbroker, would you keep him as your stockbroker?
No, and most of the money he's making is government money.
True.
You know what
True.
I mean?
Yep.
Like, why would anyone privately pay this idiot? Are people, I guess people are that stupid.
I refer you to President Barack Obama twice.
That's what I'll say. This is true. This is true.
But again, you and I were talking earlier. I said, nobody, not many of the young people, probably none of them, know who Jane Fonda is. They don't know what she did. I mean, she thinks getting together with the Vietnamese was her way of protesting the war. They used her as a puppet.
Right. And it was anti-American when she did. Look, we should not have been there, but you don't protest the troops who are fighting because our government sent them there. That's BS.
she, in a recent interview, she was on The View. Whoa. She said pro-life, ready for this one? Pro-life activists and politicians should be murdered for their beliefs on abortion during an appearance on The View. Besides marching and protesting, Joy Behar, what a pleasure she must be to be with, said, what else do you suggest? Jane said, murder.
Yep.
Flat out murder.
That one I did see. Yep, that's how disturbing these people are. That is how mentally ill the left is, in a nutshell. And I know people see it all the time with people that they deal with. All the time they see it. They truly are mentally ill, which is why they don't want anyone to have guns, because they know they can't have firearms. Because they will use them to harm people.
Now, you look at this stuff and you listen to these people and you go, my God, they are so out of touch with reality. And and it's not a political statement. It's a real statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing to me, you know? God bless.
And they don't see it. And they never will.
No, because it's a moment. Everything they do is momentary, right?
Right.
I mean, they're teed off for the moment. And that's it.
Right. And even when they're proven wrong, they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, all the predictions these climate cultists have been making for decades, every single one has been wrong. Every single one.
Yep.
But they act like they're right, and everything they've been saying has been right. It's very strange. Like, how many times are you going to be wrong before you realize you are a fool and you're just harming people at this point? Especially the poor people you supposedly care about.
Think about all the things they say they're against, you know, the fascism and all this other stuff. And her comments alone show you what a fascist she is. You either do it my way or there'll be physical pain. That you will have problems with the government if you don't do exactly what I tell you to do, right?
Right.
Yeah, just amazing. But we're the fascists.
Yes.
Right?
They're climate fascists. That's what they are.
Yeah. Well,
anything that they get, that they feel they can get government to control the people with, they are fascists with. The trans cult, abortion cult, climate cult. It's always to get control over people. All of it.
Oh, yeah.
No. And that's all they're really interested in, is control.
And if they really want equity or equality, whatever they're calling it today, tomorrow the FBI has a deadline to turn over unclassified documents that tie Joe Biden to the $5 million bribery scheme. They're refusing to do it.
Of course they are.
So let's see if they put Director Ray in jail.
They won't.
Contempt of Congress.
I
won't even take that bet, because I know I'll lose.
They didn't put any of them. You know, Eric Holder, he was lying. They didn't put any of them in prison. You and I would be in prison. We talk about this all the time.
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat. Look at Steve Bannon. Right now, he's appealing it and he's fighting it. Otherwise, he would be in prison.
Right.
You know? These people, like I said, it's not a double standard. Law doesn't apply to them, period. All right. On a light note. Yeah, you heard me. Little Mermaid? I guess the remake came out this weekend. But the LGBTQ A+ 21 group is out of their minds. They're very upset. You know why? Because Ursula's makeup was not done by a gay or lesbian face artist. Everything. It proves our point that everything tees them off. Okay, where do people find you?
GreaticCrack.com and ConservativeIHT on Twitter.
See, I made you laugh at the very end there. It's over to your host, General Paul Vallely, joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.